A prayer from the collection, Prayers for the Precious, all rights reserved, www.newpromise.net. Psalm 91 plus. Both riches and honor come from you, O God, and you reign over all. In your hand is power and might. In your hand it is to make great and to give strength to all. Now therefore, our God, we thank you and praise your glorious name. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. In the name of Jesus Christ,
the Good Shepherd,
we lift up you and your entire house to the Father, all of your family, all of your blood from the beginning of time until the end of time, all those by adoption and all those by marriage, all your natural seed and all of your spiritual seed.
In the supernatural name of Jesus Christ,
from God and sent by God, we go up into the gaps to stand in battle on the day of the Lord, to build a wall for you, your posterity, and your house. The words that Christ through us speaks to you and your family are spirit, and they are life. Thanks be to God who gives you the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ, to all those who are sanctified in Christ Jesus, called to be saints, with all who in every place call on the name of Jesus Christ our Lord, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Evening and morning and at noon we will pray and cry aloud, and he, the God of all grace, shall hear our voice. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, as an ambassador of Christ, abiding in Christ and one with him, we ask the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant to you and your family that you dwell in the secret place of the Most High. You shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. The Lord is your rock and your fortress and your deliverer, your God, your strength in whom you shall trust, your shield and the horn of your salvation, your stronghold. In Christ we pray, you and your people will call upon the Lord who is worthy to be praised. So shall you and your house be saved from your enemies. The Lord is your refuge and your fortress, your God. In him may you and your people trust. Surely he shall deliver you and your people from the snare of the fowler and from the perilous pestilence. God, who keeps his covenant and mercy with those who love him, shall cover you and your family with his feathers, and under his wings you and your people shall take refuge. His truth shall be your shield and buckler. You and your family shall not be afraid of the terror by night, nor of the arrow that flies by day, nor of the pestilence that walks in darkness, nor of the destruction that lays waste at noonday. 1,000 may fall at your side, and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come near you in your house. Only with your eyes shall you look and see the reward of the wicked. Nothing wicked shall cling to you and your family. A perverse heart shall depart from you and your people. You will not know wickedness. May the God of righteousness help you and your family to be well versed and wise in what is good, and innocent and guileless of evil. The Most High shall be your dwelling place. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom was crucified, whom God raised from the dead, by him you and your family shall be planted in the house of the Lord, and you shall flourish in the courts of our God. In Christ we pray, that you and your people may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of your lives. No evil shall befall you and your family, nor shall any plague come near your dwelling. Thanks be to God who has given his angels charge over you and your family, to keep you in all of your ways. In their hands they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone. You and your people shall not stumble, for God, your refuge and strength, is a strong tower from your enemies. In the name of Jesus Christ, who sits at the right hand of power, you and your family shall tread upon the lion and the cobra, the young lion and the serpent you shall trample underfoot. Let you and your people set your love upon God, and he will deliver you and your people and set you on high. In Christ we pray, you will know his name and call upon the Lord, and he will be with you and yours in a time of trouble. God, our faithful God, will deliver you and your family and honor you. With long life he will satisfy you and show you and your people his salvation. You, O Lord, shall endure forever in the remembrance of your name to all generations. May the Lord God arise and have mercy on you and your family. For the time to favor you has come. The children of his servants, you and your family, will continue, and your descendants will be established before him. According to his word, may the Lord let it be to you and your family for 1,000 generations. When the Son of Man comes in his glory, and all the holy angels with him, we will see the Son of Man coming on the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. Then he will sit on the throne of his glory. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest.
Abiding in the Word of God and
abiding in the Son and the Father and one with them, in truth and in faith, we sanctify you and your entire bloodline, your house, and all of your people. By the blood of the Lamb of God, we sanctify your time so you will always be in the will of God through the communion of the Holy Spirit. And we sanctify your space by the overpowering presence of God who has made his home in you. Now may the God of peace himself sanctify you completely, and may your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ,
whom God anointed,
and his love being perfected in us, we proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God.
In the King of the nations,
as one, we execute the written judgment. This honor has all his saints.
We give thanks to you, O God, we give thanks, for your wondrous works declare that your name is near.
God said it, we believe it, it is settled forever. In Jesus' name, so be it. You, O Lord, shall endure forever, and the remembrance of your name to all generations. For yours, O Lord, is the glory and the power and the kingdom forever. Amen.
The Word of God, inspired by Jesus Christ, compiled by Diana Cudworth.
Permission granted for personal and non-profit use.